recorded live.
Yeah, what's up, people? Once again, this is Speaking Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Nas Know-It-All, and I'm joined once again, you know what I mean, original Speaking Like You Think It, like we did it before. I'm joined by professor of all things sports, Mr. Craig Barzee. What's good, man?
It's all good, man.
It's all good.
Living life, man. Enjoy.
Hey, it ain't all good for everybody, man. Your first topic we got to get into is your man Big Ben, man. What is this dude doing, man? This is the second sexual harassment charge this man is, or sexual assault charge this man has got. You know, the other one, you know, it hasn't gone through or whatever, didn't stick, so we don't know about that one. But this one, you know, is ongoing, so we'll see where it goes from here. But, man, what are your thoughts about this whole situation, man?
Hey, man, it's unfortunate, man. Like the Stu say, man, the Nuncy is undefeated, man. So, I mean, man, if anybody who you look at say, man, maybe I should take risks, put myself in situations, you know, especially with having that Vegas thing hanging over his head, you know, out there in the public, you know, it should have been Big Ben thinking, you know, hey, man, maybe I shouldn't be in these types of situations or put myself where anybody can say, you know, hey, you were here, you did this, you did that. You figure
right.
It'd be that guy. He would be the one to know better, man. But, you know, hey, man, some people can't help themselves, man. You get
this,
around.
This is like a felon with two strikes riding around smoking weed, man.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty
you know
much.
What I'm saying?
Now, we don't know what happened, man, but, I mean, it ain't a good thing, man. Anytime somebody's name and either rape or sexual assault is mentioned, man, it's not a good thing, man, because that jerk sticks with you, man. Sticks
right.
with you for a long, long time, man. I don't care. Even if it come out, unless they get the chick on TV talking about she recants, she lied about something like a full confession that she made the stuff up, people are always going to doubt you. You know what I mean? Be like, well, it was her word. Who really knows what happened? This could have happened. He could have did this. He could have did that. He's going to stick with him for the rest of his life, man. Whether or not he gets exonerated in a court of law, like I said, without some chick coming on TV and actually doing a full confession, recant and everything, it's going to stick with him, man.
Yeah, like you said, court of law is one thing, but court of public opinion, like you said, man, it's going to be ugly for him. And now think about it, even if he does get past this, and it comes out that these allegations aren't really true or, you know, didn't have anything to do with it. After this, now he's really done. I mean, hell, he's going to be scared to ask for a phone number. Well, he should be after this.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I think it's time for his ass to find himself a good girl, man, and keep your ass quiet. Or either that, man. Don't be messing with none of these chicks who ain't got nothing to lose, man. These, you know, these loose little chicks like me and you can bump into on the street.
Right.
That's what some of them upper echelon, you know.
Yeah. Get yourself an actress, homie.
Quote a quote. I forget what movie this is from. Get you one of them upper echelon hoes, man. You know what I mean? That's what you need to start messing with, man. You have to stop messing around with these chicks like you still in college, man. Chicks
right.
that you know, like you and I can bump into the street, man. Maybe knock off. You know
right.
what I mean? Big Ben, you a star, man. Stop messing with chicks who have equal amount of much to lose as you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, the chicks who have their own gig, who are famous, ain't quick to cry about, you know, no sexual assault or rape, you know, just to try and make a buck. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I'm not saying that's what this chick is doing, man, but, you know, hey, in these times, man, when people can get payday, I think we all remember here in Atlanta, man, Odalis Perez, chick tried to set him up. He caught a case down here, and
mm-hmm.
it was found out that the chick lied, man. It was consensual sex, and the chick tried to set Buddy up, man, tried to gas him for some dope. So
right.
it is what it is. These are the times athletes make a lot of money, man. Chicks look to get over. It happens. I'm not saying chicks don't get raped sometimes, but, you know, sometimes it is what it is, man. Chicks looking for a payday, and that's all it is, man.
Yeah, and then there's the other side of this. what if this is this man's life? What if that is him? He can't control himself in that, and that's how he gets down. Now, if it gets to that, then you got a question of what did the Steelers do? What does the NFL do?
Because,
I mean, as bad as the Mike Vick situation was, if this is true story and this man is just doing it like that, you know what I mean, for a second time especially, this is a bigger black eye than anything Mike Vick could have done with dog fighting.
I tell you what, man. I'll put it to you like this way, man. Usually these things come out, man. I would expect an outside the lines piece. You know, back in college, Ben did this and this, and, you know.
Right,
You know what I mean? I would expect an outside of the lines piece by now, man, especially with that junk that happened in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of hard to say. You never heard nothing about this being, you know, Big Ben. You kind of heard that, you know, he was out and about, like to have a good time, that kind of thing. But I never heard, you know, the guy was, you know, forcible on any chick, you know, things like that, man. So it's kind of hard to say, man, if there's no really no history of any kind of, you know, mistreatment of women in any kind of shape, form, or fashion. Not to say that, you know, you could not, you know, come out of character, you know, once, depending on what happened. We don't really know. But in this case, man, there really ain't no history to go on, man. So I'm inclined to look at it as, you know, hey, it's his word against hers. You know, we'll see what happens, man, based on the facts. Hopefully, man, cats a little bit smarter than to be trying to knock off chicks in club bathrooms, man. Hopefully
yeah, man.
A little smarter than that, man.
Yeah, there's a rumor that it was just a slap on the ass. That's a rumor that's out there. Who knows if there's any type of truth to that, man. But if that is the case, then this is all nonsense, man. Not to say that that's right. Of course, you shouldn't do that in a club or any type of setting with somebody who, you know, a woman who's not going to, who you don't know like that to the point where you know she's going to allow it. So, I mean, if he did that, that's foul, but it shouldn't be called no sexual assault, man. That's really overstating something, man.
What the hell is he doing in rural Georgia, man? With a damn house. I didn't even know he lived here in the off season, man.
Right.
Where the hell did that come from? This is an Ohio boy. It ain't like he's in Buckhead or nothing.
Right.
Where you living in down rural Georgia in the off season?
They said you want to go to Alpharetta? You want to go to Buckhead? No. Let's go out a little further.
Yeah, man, I don't understand that, man. I mean, what's down there, man? He obviously must be some good college ass or something. I had no clue, man. I didn't even know Ben had a house down here.
Yeah, that was surprising. That was surprising to find out. Like, he's doing it like that. Like, he's setting up shop down here.
Yeah, man. I had no clue. I knew, you know, there's certain athletes that people know about that have houses down here, man. You know, Seymour and a whole bunch of other cats like that, man. But Big Ben was never been mentioned. I never heard nothing like that. Big Ben had a house down here, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. When it comes down to it, man, dude is really on some other, man. We have to see how this plays out in the end. But right now, I'm just looking at it real skeptically. Like, okay, for one, the man gets like a week before they actually bring him in for DNA and all that. So I mean, he's got time to get his story straight, get everything else in order if he needs to. Would me or you be given that same amount of time if we were in the same situation? I highly doubt it. So, I mean, hey, he's got everything on his side, man. So he just got to make sure it comes through in the end, comes through true. But we'll see. But sticking with the NFL, man, the mock drafts and the boards everywhere are going crazy, man. Everybody's now rating Sam Bradford as the only franchise QB in the draft, and people are putting him number one. They're saying St. Louis is going to do it. And we spoke about this briefly last week. Does this make any sense to you, or does this sound like they're trying to make somebody something into what they want them to be?
Man, I don't believe in that. I don't think St. Louis is I don't believe St. Louis is going to do that, man. The only way I see them taking Sam Bradford is if they trade down, man. That's the only way I see it, man. I don't think they're going to spend that much money. I don't believe Sam Bradford is the franchise quarterback that, you know, that people are saying is, man, look, man, the guy's frail. He played on a – had a great – Jason White put up ridiculous stats at Oklahoma, how could his Hass do at the next level, man? Look, man, it's a whole different game at the next level, man. I saw how Sam Bradford looked scared when Florida was coming on his ass in that national championship game. All of a sudden, his throws were floating. You know what I mean? He was scared. He was shook up a bit, man, because they were getting to him. So, you know, man, I really don't know, man. I really don't know. If to me, I don't think they would do it. I don't think they should do it. Hell, I'd probably take Jimmy Clausen before I take Sam Bradford. That's just my honest opinion, man.
Damn. Okay. Well, I respect that, man. I know you do the work as far as college football is concerned. So I respect that.
I wouldn't
that.
Take him number one, though, man. I'll put it that much.
Right. You know, we got a lot of movement going on in the NFL, too, man. I mean, the biggest name was Julius Peppers signing to the Bears, along with running back Chester Taylor. Does this make the Bears, once again, that formidable D that they were before?
Hey, man, you know what ails the Bears, man? They get an offense. They get an offensive lineman, man. They need some damn playmakers at the wideout, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Their defense was pretty good, man. They were a little beat up and injured last year, had some guys out, Urlacher, Tommy Harris. They missed some key guys, man. But, you know, when I look at it, man, they got to get protection for Cutler, and they got to get some playmakers for Cutler, man. So they do that, man. I mean, really, is Mike March stepping on the field, man? If you don't have weapons to execute that offense, it's going to be the same old crap that you saw from Mike March in Detroit. Yeah, it's going to be the same old BS, man.
In San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand the idea of, we're going to stand pat. We like our young receivers. I definitely don't understand that. And,
what wide
receiver?
What are they talking about? Romo should do other than that game? And Johnny Knox? I mean,
right.
Please, man.
A lot of speed out there.
At
I give
the
him that.
The year, man. Come on, now. I remember Romo should do it at Auburn, man. Look, man. Hey, man, the guy looked like a pretty good young guy coming on, man. But, you know, this guy's an undrafted free agent. He's been kicked around, I think, two or three clubs. Really, man.
And by not upgrading, are you influencing Cutler to make even more, you know, take risks like he did last year? Are you influencing him to play the same?
To me, man, they need to go out. If they're really serious about contending next year, man, go get your boy Brandon Marshall, man.
Yeah.
Get your boy Brandon Marshall, man.
Yeah, he makes 100% sense for them. I don't know why they're not making the move. I understand, you know, they don't have the draft picks, and it'll be tough to give up one. But, damn, what are you going to get in the draft better than Brandon Marshall?
I don't know, man. They don't even have a first-round pick, so, man, it's kind of hard to say.
Right.
So, man, you can't really continue to keep dealing out picks. But they got to work something out, man. Go get your boy, man. Go get your boy Brandon Marshall. You're going to be the best option that you have. I mean, you're probably gonna have to give him a number one next year, man. If that comes down to it, man. But really, what other choice do you have, man? Go get your boy, ink him to a contract, put him and Cutler back together again, man, and keep it moving.
Yeah, that'll definitely make it happen. Was Detroit reaching a little bit? Like the Vandenbosch signing, I understand. You know that guy's always got it done. He's a beast down there on the line. But they gave a lot of money to Nate Burleson, man.
Hey, man, I don't know what the hell is that, man. I mean, look, Nate Burleson had one or two good years in Minnesota, man.
Yeah.
He got overpaid in Seattle. And really, what has he been in Seattle? You tell me. Other than a third option wide receiver.
Honestly, a disappointment. That's the only way you can really categorize it. Disappointment.
If Nate Burleson, he wasn't even – Seattle, who'd they have, man?
Him and old man Branch.
Deion Branch and Hushmanzada.
Yeah.
I mean, if Burleson was performing, they probably don't even need to sign
Hushmanzada, right.
Last year, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's suspect, man. I don't know, whatever, man. Detroit need players. They just happy to get anybody's ass in Detroit, man. Even for them to get a visit, man. I think they look at it as like, hey, man, you know, we fought so damn far away. Anybody who comes in this piece that can help even a little bit, and we have to overpay them just to get them in here because they suck. The city suck. The football team suck. So they got to do what they got to do, man. So chalk it up to that.
Yeah, but if you're going to overpay, you got to overpay great talent. You can't overpay mediocre guys. That's never been good policy.
They paid him, 5 years, 25, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, $5 million a year, technically that's probably $3 million more than he deserved. But
it's not that bad.
Per year, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They didn't really overpay him. They basically gave him a longer deal, but basically around the money he should have been getting. Technically, he should be about $3 million, $2 million player, man, if you ask me. But they gave him a longer deal.
Anybody else would give him. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I agree.
What'd
you say?
That's what they had to do, man.
Yeah. Well, like you said, well, if their hands are tied, I guess you got to do it. I still don't agree with it. The Falcons signed Dante Robinson, cornerback from the Texans, you know, known as a big hitter. Came back from a terrible injury last year, played 16 games. I mean, any improvement in their defensive backfield was needed, so they got him and shipped out the corner Houston from Arkansas to Detroit.
I liked him as a prospect coming into it.
Yeah, he just couldn't turn his head, man.
Maybe the sorry-ass Falcons, man. What the Falcons play, man? They didn't play cover two, right? They played probably, what? Were they up on the – I don't really know why.
They were up a lot of times during the season. They were up a lot.
So maybe
they had to be. They had to blitz.
Cover two, man, or something. I don't know, man. But I liked him as a prospect coming out, so.
Yeah.
He
showed in Atlanta, man. He could not get his head around. He had so many pass interference calls because he couldn't turn his head and locate the ball. So, I mean, if there's a situation where it's technique and everything else, maybe you feel like you can coach him up. But the idea that a guy can't get his head around when the ball's in the air or has that panic in him like your man you were talking about last week, Roy Williams, I don't know what you can do to change that.
Not sure either, man. But, hey, the Reds, like I said, Detroit, they got themselves a pretty good young guy, man, come in there and help them out. They need players, young guys, young athletic guys, man.
Yeah.
I think he'll do all right in Detroit, man. I think the Falcons kind of gave up on that kid a little too soon, if you ask me, man.
Yeah, they gave him the hook early, man. They didn't want no more to do with him.
Shit, man, last year was, what, his second year?
Yeah.
Shit, man. You know, whatever, man. The Falcons do what they got to do. But I'll tell you this much, they overpaid for Dante Robinson.
Yeah, they kind of gave him, I guess he's not a shutdown guy, but at the same time, their corners were so bad, they had to do something.
$57 million, man. Look, man,
yeah.
They overpaid. You flat out just save, man. Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah. Cromartie to the Jets.
Hey, man,
you know, for a nice low picks. I like that one.
Man, to me, why did the Falcons just do that, man?
That's what I didn't get. Well, I guess their whole the Falcon filter, the idea of the character thing that they're going on.
Man,
still.
What character, man? He didn't get in trouble. So what, the kid like to bang chicks without rubbers, man? Hey, is that a character flaw? That's between him and God, man.
In this new NFL where they're actually judging people's lives, I think it's come to that. And it's getting ridiculous because, let's be honest, man, with this new, the way that they're trying to state things now, okay, so LT wouldn't play in the NFL? The real LT? He wouldn't play in today's NFL? You know what I mean? This is football, man. We're talking about all-time greats. I don't care what somebody does in their personal life. If it's not something that gets them locked up, I don't care. I want to see somebody play football, man. I'm a football fan, not somebody out here judging somebody's life, man.
You ain't the morality police, man. You know,
yeah,
man.
I
haven't heard anything about him, you know, drinking or beating up women and shit. I look at it this way, man. Look, man, he liked to bang chicks without rubbers. Hey, man, he just created more kids in the world for him. So, you know, more deductions on his page, on his NFL.
Right.
You know, otherwise than that, man, the kid got talent, man. You saw what he could do 2 years ago, man. To me, he's got tremendous upside. He didn't have a good year last year.
Right.
The guy's trying to get paid. He's only got 1 year on the contract. I figure that he's going to be balls out this year. He got seven kids. He got no choice but to go
he
ball
got
out.
No choice. Seven kids. You got to ball out. That's right. We're going to see what he does, man.
And that dude definitely don't like rubbers, man. That's a fact. He must be allergic to that shit.
Have you seen this slimy story that they're leaking out now, too, about the Jets throwing something, throwing a little change towards his paternity, you know, child support payments? Like, man, stuff is getting ugly, man. Come on, man. You people are really leaking this out.
Yeah, they say the Jets helping enable his behavior, man.
Come on, man.
Look, man, I don't know why that. That ain't even NFL news that he got seven kids, man. I don't really give a damn.
Either.
Unless he ain't taking care of him. Now, if he's doing his job, what difference does that make? But they broke him off a little piece of change, man, so he could get some money. You know, they say he got a paternity suit out there. Chicks in several different states got kids by this another head. But, you know, man, look, he show up on time. Is he available? And he's going to play hard, man. The answer to these questions are true, man. They got a heck of a play, man, because he athletically, the size he has, I'd take his ass over damn Dante Robinson. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, in a heartbeat. Even though I think Dante Robinson is a player, but in a heartbeat, though, especially for that money they gave him.
And you would have made out with less money, man, this year, you know what I mean? But, you know, hey, man, I think, you know, the Falcons, man, you know, they ain't going to take no chance on carry. They're trying to get some choir boys to come play. But, hey, man.
Yeah, we'll see what those choir boys do for you in January. That's all I got to say about that,
man. If not, you know, we'll see, man, because eventually you're going to have to take some shots somewhere, you know what I mean? You're going to have to take some questionable guys sometime. Can't all have a whole team full of choir boys, because when you don't win, you start to get desperate.
Yeah, and this is football. This is football.
Know, when you get desperate, you take the real risk on some really questionable really guys, man.
Right, and then it becomes a thing of cost. Like you see the Bengals. Bengals are taking chances on guys because they don't want to pay anybody else, so they're taking chances on guys who they know they can get for cheap. Tank Johnson and T.O., you know, to be exact, those two guys are going to be on the Bengals this season.
T.O. can still play, man.
I think T.O. can still play, too, but I'm talking about, you know, just the stigma of everybody else and how they feel about T.O. That's why the Bengals were, you know, they were ready to sign him. Everybody's on board. Carson Palmer's come on board with it. Chad Johnson, you know, he's on board with it, so, yeah.
Look, man, if the organization's going to do something, man, Carson Palmer better get in line with it.
Yeah, cause he don't have that big stick no more like he had a couple years ago when he had those good seasons, and then he started trying to dictate a little, started talking about Chad and talking about how everybody else was working, and brought in that book for Marvin Lewis to read, which I think takes a lot of audacity bringing in some type of motivational book for your head coach. And
I didn't even hear that, man.
Oh, yeah, he brought in a book. I believe it's called The Best Little Ship in the Navy. Something about, you know, one guy who motivated his particular shipmates and, you know, how their thing was running like clockwork. But it was all about motivation. But, yeah, he brought that into Marvin a couple years ago.
Lucky Marvin Lewis didn't pull a Jim Levitt on his ass, man.
Man, do you know what Parcells would have done with that book if he'd brought that in there?
Parcells, you see how Parcells went in it with Phil Simms. I'm sure Carson Palmer would have got some of that if he probably wouldn't even pull a stunt like that if Dan Bill Parcells.
Right, true. Another thing I wanted to go over with you, man, especially was, you know, we're constantly getting this, you know, these constant reminders about how important the quarterback is in the NFL, which it is, of course it is, but it's also everything else is also important too. But everybody's taking a stance on how important quarterbacks are, but people aren't really – they're like, yeah, okay, you have to have the quarterback. You have to do this because the quarterback is the most important. Well, when you put in rules like receivers can't be impeded after 5 yards, you're throwing flags for somebody getting close to quarterbacks, Tom Brady's begging for flags. When you do things like that, yeah, the quarterback becomes more important. You're making the game that way. I don't know, man. It just sounds silly after a while when so many people stress it so hard. But, of course, the quarterback is important, but so is the offensive line, defensive line, running back, wide receiver. Everything is important. So I don't care who you are, man. Even if you're like the great Dan Marino. If you don't have it around you, you don't have it around you, and you ain't going to get it done.
Pretty much, man.
So, yeah, man, I don't know, man. And were you surprised that ESPN kind of went in on Big Ben? Because I've seen this story a lot on ESPN and the other little smaller networks and, the news, ESPN News and everything.
I'm not surprised, man. Super Bowl quarterback, man, they had to. People would have bitched if they didn't do it.
The first time they kind of went light on him. But, yeah, they brought it to him this time. So I definitely have to big up ESPN for that, for not being biased in the way that they handled it. The Giants bring in Antrell Rowe from the Cardinals. You like that signing?
Well, yeah, man, I guess, man, because, you know, if Kenny Phillips ain't coming back, man, you know, healthy.
Yeah.
Good insurance, man.
Yeah, because when that secondary fell apart, they looked like a totally different team.
Good signing, man. I'll buy it, man. I mean, they gave him a little bit of change, man. Give him a chunk of change, actually, man. But, you know, they had to, man. It's insurance. I didn't know what else. Unless they were going to pick a safety.
Right.
In the first round, man. I didn't know where else they were going to go. So. I think they did. Probably they got the best player available that was out there on the market, man. Get some help in that secondary. So I think they did what they had to do, kind of like, you know, kind of like you say with the Falcons did.
Mm-hmm. Had to get the guy. Let's switch gears to the NBA real quick. The Lakers have lost 3 straight. They play the Raptors tonight. Is Toronto in trouble? I'm talking 30-piece nugget type of defeat. Are they in trouble tonight?
I say so, man. Lakers just don't look, man. They look disinterested, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like they're playing together, man. I remember when they first got, and you know, some of the same things I told you about your boy, you know, the Georgia Tech problem, man, with you know, 2 guys in the post not really knowing how to play together. I mean,
yeah.
You can see flashes where those guys can be good, man. But I don't know, man. When Gasol first got to the Lakers, man, the ball movement on that team was beautiful to watch, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, man, I don't really see that anymore. You know, there's flashes of it every once in a while. I'm not sure what it is, man. Maybe they're bored. I'm really not sure what it is, man. But it should be a hell – they should be a hell of a lot better, man. And I think they're the most talented team in the NBA, no doubt about it, man.
Yeah. I agree. They got the most talented 7, I would say. And then the other question is it time to just bring in Odom into the starting lineup and bring Bynum in with the second team and tell him to eat then? Because at this point, man, Gasol's not getting enough shots, man. There are times where Kobe probably shoots too much sometimes when he gets a little caught up, but they're definitely not using Gasol as much as they should.
Yeah, I agree, man. Gasol ain't playing the way he played before, man.
Yeah, and at their best, Gasol is rolling. And when he's rolling, you know Kobe's going to do what Kobe does. But when he's rolling, man, they're hard to beat. LeBron has been out the last 2 games with a little ankle injury. Cleveland actually won against San Antonio last night. It was kind of a surprise to me. But
yeah, man, with your boy hurt, I mean, shit. Tony Parker didn't even play. I mean,
yeah, got to throw that in there.
Tim Duncan's legs are gone. Not that he had very great, good legs anyway, man, to begin with, man. But, you know, his ups, you know.
Yeah, it's not there no more, man.
Playing back-to-back, you know.
Yeah.
He's old now, man. His legs are going. I mean, he don't really have it in him as much as he used to. He's still going to get good. He's still got game left in him, man. But he's playing young guys' minutes, man. I just don't see.
Is it time for Duncan to play the Shaq role sometimes, where he has a hurt toe or missed 20 games or something, anything?
Nah, I don't see them going that far, but I see him. He probably needs to take a lesser role on the team, man. If they could get some more offensive weapons, man, it's probably time for him, you know, to pick.
It's gonna be hard to do though, cashing those chips in on Jefferson the way they did.
Jefferson ain't really playing on no damn good
team. Yeah. Definitely not the factor they thought it would be.
Jefferson.
Your man is coming on lately, man. You know me, man. This is speaking like you think it, man. I'm 100% honest on whatever, man, with my opinions and statements and everything, man. Your man Bogut is coming on, man. You know I'm not a fan of Andrew Bogut, but he's coming on, and Milwaukee's been winning lately.
Hey, man, did I not tell you that shit, man?
Hey, man, it's not over yet.
It
ain't over.
Man, I tell the truth, man. You wear rose-colored glasses.
Oh, man, you're going to make that false statement, sir.
I spit it like I see it, son. And,
I do the same. I don't see it in the guy. But like I said, he's balling right now. You were right on him right now. But it ain't over, like I said.
It is over, man. The Cavs going down, man. The Cavs putting up a great season, man. He's continued to peak while Bynum is kind of regressing, man.
Yeah, that's true. And what did you think of the matchup, man? My man from Orlando and Kobe, man.
Oh, man. It was kind of funny to hear what Artest and your man Lamar Odom said about old boy after the game.
Called the boy monkey.
Yeah, man. And, Odom said that dude was like acting out like Ric Flair, inciting the crowd, man, putting on a good show.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't they calling him a monkey, man? He said he picked a good night to act tough. You know, just jumping old boy, man. Like, you know, hey, man, if it really came down to it, man, we could snatch his heart out, man. You know, that's how they acted, man. Like, old man ain't really nothing to be worried about, man. Like, he just out there was pretending, putting on a show for the crowd.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, didn't look like Kobe was affecting none, man. So, you know,
yeah, but I like him as a player, and I don't understand why nobody else tried to sign him. I don't understand why Orlando was able to get him so easily. Cause,
I liked him at the previous two stops. He was at Phoenix.
Yeah.
And where was he on?
Golden State. He really gave it to Dirk that series.
Yeah, defensively. Everybody gave it to Dirk that series. Steven Jackson lit his ass up.
Yeah.
Shit, whoever Dirk was covering, man, they lit his ass up.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like I said, I like him as a player. Of course, he's going to get it now if they play, if they're to see each other again as far as the finals. He's definitely going to get it because you know the boy Bean Bryant holds a grudge. So he's definitely going to get it if they see each other again. We'll see from here. And speaking of Dirk, man, Dallas 12 in a row. Looking pretty good after that trade.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, man. I don't know, man.
You know, they're a deep team. You know, they could give L.A. or Denver, you know, they could give them a nice run, man, and possibly beat Denver. They're making it interesting, at least. That's all I'm saying. They're making it interesting out there. I mean, you got Sean Marion. You got the boy Caron Butler. You got Dirk. You got a rejuvenated Jason Kidd. They're looking like they're trying to do something.
Trying to do something.
We'll see where it goes, man. This weekend we got Pacquiao Clady. Your thoughts?
Words.
Done deal.
Two words. Pac man. Next.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's gonna roll, man.
The African
boy Clady ain't busy enough.
Got a big head, man. It'd probably be hard to knock out that big African head. But,
yeah, man.
We'll see, man. That African boy is tough, man. You might have to cut him to get him up out of there, man. It looked like his skin is tough as a motherfucker, too, man. So
yeah.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
But the ill thing is that it's going to be at that Cowboy Stadium. That joint's going to be on that big HD screen.
Yeah.
Man, I know that's going to be a sight to see, man. But, yeah, before we get out of here, man, I wanted you to speak on the hometown boy in Atlanta, man, young Atlanta Brave, the boy Jason Hayward. Is he everything you think people are hyping him up to be, or does he have a good chance to be it?
Tell you the truth, man, from all indications and all I've heard from him about the kid, kid. I heard he's a phenomenal player, man, and has a great batting eye, and the sky's the limit for how good he can be. I haven't seen him play yet, man, so I'm a reserved judgment.
Okay.
With my own eyes, man, how good he is. I need to probably watch him take some swings, top caliber pitching before I make my assessment, man. But, I mean, I have yet to see, you know, like I said, I have yet to see him play a full game. But all indicates from what I've read on the kid, man, his measurable 6'4", muscular kid, man, athletic. I mean, he has all the tools to be a great player at the next level, man. They say the best thing about him is nothing about power or speed or athleticism. It's his damn batting eye, which, you know.
That's the downfall of many a great slugger, having a great eye.
Francoeur, how he needed a better batting eye to play free swinging at all kind of pitches. So, you know, that bodes well for the kid as far as being successful, man. I mean, so far this spring, they said he's been tearing it up. I fully expect to see him probably being a star right fielder, man. I'd be shocked if they don't break camp with him as a starting right fielder, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like he's going to definitely be the one out there, man. Was there anything you want to get into before we get out of here, man?
Nah, man. Nothing off the top of my head, man. Other than, man, I got to start putting this, I keep saying every week, man, I got to put my final board together, man, shoot that out there.
Yeah, man, speak it like you think it is waiting on you, man. Put that board together, man.
I'll get it done, man.
That's what's up right there, man. For those that don't know, Speak It Like You Think It / WordPress, that's where you'll be able to find the original board that Barzy put up. And Speak It Like You Think It Radio, you'll always be able to find us on here, man, putting it down. And beattwice.net, man, you can catch me. I've been on this video show lately. You can catch me on there, opinionated as usual, you know what I mean? But, yeah, check it out, man. Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I was joined today by Mr. Craig Barzy, knowledgeable about all things sports. And, yeah, we out of here. All right.